Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, part two of Tony Busby coming up at 11:15. The claims that the women came on to Deshaun Watson, is that what's going on during cross-examination? Plus, why weren't there criminal charges, which I think is a very good question that was asked by Busby. He'll go in-depth on that coming up in about 13 minutes. John, you were pretty fired up today.
I was.
You've had some interesting
I'm right on this.
Fired up moments. I would say the most fired up you've gotten this week was about soccer, you and John Harris.
That was quality.
The week before that, it was golf.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's, in my opinion, the most overrated food in the country.
Well, it's not necessarily about the food.
But present the people with what had J-Lo fired up today.
So here I am, minding my own business, getting stuff together for the show with you and Figgy, etc. And lo and behold, J.J. Watt tweets something and actually falls on the sword for something he shouldn't have fallen on the sword for. This was J.J. Watt talking about something that I got to tell you, I got his back on, and I'll explain why.
All right, I have a question for everybody out there. So I know I'm pretty much wrong on this one, but that's why I'm asking the world. Yesterday, Zach said, I'm going to bring in donuts in the morning for Buddy, our strength coach. What kind of donuts do you like? I said, wow. That's really nice. I'm a big fan of the pink frosted, I think it's strawberry, and maple glazed. He goes, cool, I'll pick them up in the morning. Shows up this morning, box full of donuts, no strawberry glaze, no maple glazed. I'm extremely grateful for the free donuts, but do I have any ground to stand on to be upset?
No.
He's not wrong. He is not wrong. When you, and he was actually like, no, I'm wrong. No, you're not. You're right. If you ask someone, hey, I'm going to pick up some donuts. What do you like? Strawberry glaze, maple glaze. And he said, fine, I'll pick them up in the morning. That's an agreement, right? So he brought back the donuts, no strawberry, no maple glaze. And this is the key element here, Landry. When somebody says, I'm going to get you this food, your taste buds and your mind automatically get keyed up for that specific thing. Now, donuts are still good. You might think they're overrated, but the donuts are good.
Why do we eat dessert for breakfast?
We'll set that aside for a second.
How fat are we? When did this start?
We're fat. We're very fat. But your taste buds get keyed up for a particular thing. So even though the donuts are still good, and I'm sure JJ had a couple, it's a disappointment, and he's not wrong. And the example I would give happened to me recently. Okay?
Was it me?
No. It was, I believe it was one of my kids. So I don't eat a lot of fast food. I've mentioned that. But I do occasionally splurge, and I really like the Sonic foot-long cone. So they were going to Sonic, and I said, I would like the foot-long coney, make sure they put mustard and relish on it. I love hot dogs with mustard and relish.
Okay.
Got the foot-long coney, no mustard and relish. It was still a good coney. I still ate it. But I was somewhat disappointed because I didn't get what I had already keyed myself up for. You know what I mean?
You had mustard and relish at the house, though, right?
Well, that's beside
the
point.
I'm just asking, did you?
Yes.
So you did?
Yes.
So did you put mustard and relish on it?
Of course.
What are you complaining about, sir?
I'm talking about the element of what happened. Like, let's say it was donuts, and I said the same thing. I like strawberry glaze, strawberry topping, and a maple glaze, and they just bring regular donuts. I still like donuts. I would still eat a donut, but you're kind of let down because you're all keyed up for one particular thing. Where do you fall on this?
Do you eat donuts?
Very rarely, because I mean I love them, but man, I just get so bloated when I eat donuts.
I don't know when this became a breakfast. Like, breakfast is supposed to get you started. When do we start eating dessert for breakfast?
I have no idea.
Like, why don't you just eat a piece of cheesecake while you're at it?
People eat cake for like breakfast a lot of time.
500 calorie donuts. And look, I'm a pig. Like, yeah. I'll eat my ass off. I'll go to Taco Bell and drop $14 and I'll get a burrito just for the ride home. So I'm not talking about, but dessert for breakfast is just, it's a weird thing for me.
But JJ's not wrong. Where do you fall on this, Figgy?
I'm kind of siding with him, man, because if y'all told me, hey, I got some wings, what kind of wings do you like? And I tell you the type of wings I like, and y'all bring the wings with none of the flavors I suggested, I would be a little upset, but I'm still grateful.
Yeah, you
I would
eat
still
them,
eat the wings, but I'm like, damn.
You're a little let down.
I thought y'all was bringing the lemon pepper.
Exactly.
Pink frosting, too? What is that?
Where would you fall on the argument, though?
I wouldn't get donuts, so I wouldn't even like give me some kolaches, give me some jalapeno and cheese or something like that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be eating donuts, so I would just I don't understand why JJ's eating.
How about
donuts.
In the wing discussion?
The wing discussion? Don't.
I'll really eat wings.
You're out of your
game. He ain't gonna answer the question.
I know, that's why I'm trying to move. Coming from another angle.
You're out of your damn mind if you think I don't eat wings.
He doesn't answer it because he doesn't want to agree with us.
No, I just don't like donuts, man. But yeah, if someone asks you what you want, yeah, you should definitely bring what they want. That's a weird weird job by that rookie. But JJ Watt doing JJ Watt things. Another thing that was brought up, this is by one of JJ Watt's arch nemesis, Taylor Lewan of the old Oilers, the Tennessee Titans. He has a really good podcast with Will Compton. It's actually really good. I think it's going to be the next big thing once he retires. It's already huge. Bussin' with the Boys. Movies are popping. Top Gun. A lot of people excited about Top Gun 2. The new security guy, he went and saw it early on Wednesday, and he was talking about it. I talked to him about it today. When you go to the movies, is it a must to get there early? This was the conversation on Bussin' with the Boys.
Previews are low-key underrated in movies.
Well, I don't think they're underrated at all. I think that's
you need that one.
If you miss previews, it's kind of like it ruins your movie.
Ruins.
Yeah, because you want to know, because you always want to have that side 20-second furious. I see that. I like that. You know,
low key, you want to forget what you're going there to watch.
Yes, so, bro. You know what we need to do for real?
Top Golf.
It's not very expensive at all to rent out a theater, and with the, they'd be like the six of us just chilling in there. Hey, Halloween Ends comes out. Can't wait.
It pisses you off when you're like on your way to the movie and you're like late, and somebody's like, "Yo, we're gonna make it by the movie. What are you stressing about?" It's like, "Yo, why am I rolling with this motherfucker, dude?"
No, if you the previous, it's like, "Yo, you're not really a moviegoer."
Do you think that previews are a must-see?
Must. Absolute must. And you got to time it just right. Because you want to get through there as the commercials and stuff are ending.
Yeah.
And the previews are beginning.
Man, I'm about the... I like to play the game where after the preview, you give a thumbs up or a thumbs down if you would want to see it.
Yeah.
That's what I do. So yeah. I go thumbs up or thumbs down.
Yeah.
I love movie theaters, man. Like, I really, really love... movie popcorn is probably my favorite snack.
Oh, it's the best.
You've seen me here. We've had meetings. We're right across from a movie theater. I've gone to the movies and gotten popcorn and walked over here.
Yeah.
Like, that's how much I like movie popcorn. I will go there just to get the popcorn because I just love it. I just have to have it. I love it that much. I'm with him on the previews. It's a must.
It's an absolute must. You reminded me, my middle son was on vacation and loved the breakfast that they had because they watched, you're going to laugh, you're going to make fun of me. It was in London.
So they have
an English breakfast at this movie
theater. Bad and bougie.
Oh, wow.
And so he loved the breakfast at that because they went to have breakfast and then watched the movie.
Bad and bougie.
So every day after that, he went in just for the breakfast. at the movie theater. That's pretty sweet. I'm not here for a movie. I just want to have your breakfast.
713-572-4610. Glenn, you're on In the Loop on a Friday. Go ahead, sir.
Is that me?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm with Figgy. Okay. I mean, when somebody gets you something to eat, you know, I'm retired now. My sister's retired. She always brings me food, okay? But thing about women, they'll say, well, I'm going to go get such and such. You're kind of in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation, okay? If they go get something you don't like and you don't eat it, then you're a bad guy, you know? So I don't think JJ was trying to be ugly or rude. I mean, that happens to everybody. You know, she'll ask me, I'm going to get some fried chicken. I don't like fried chicken, but I'll eat it. Because if I don't eat it, and she...
Who doesn't
like
fried chicken?
I know, that's a story right there.
Well, okay, let me rephrase.
Yeah, let's go with that.
But see, I don't want to get y'all in trouble. There are some chains I don't like.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
And there are some chains I do like.
You know what, Glenn? I actually want to say this to you, Glenn, and I'm serious about this.
Yes,
I appreciate you doing that, my friend, because there are two types of sponsors in radio. There are sponsors and there are potential sponsors, and you, my friend, you are a seasoned vet when it comes to that concept.
Well, I was in marketing for 30 years.
There you go.
There you go.
So I don't want to get y'all in trouble. But all fried chicken ain't the same. Like I said, I like Mexican food. I could eat it 365 days a year, but, you know, at my age, that's probably not healthy. However, if I tell her, well, you know, I really like some tacos or enchiladas. Well, you eat that every day. I'm not going to get that. So I'm kind of in a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. But she'll get the chicken. All right, you know. And I'll try to eat it, and I'll hold my breath like I'm taking, what was that, castor oil. And I still got some in there that I'm going to have to act like I like at lunch.
Shout out to Glenn.
How about that?
You sound like he just needed a vent.
He's
getting it off the chest.
That's a guy after my heart. Life's too short,
by the way,
to have a bad meal.
There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't care if you truly don't care.
Yeah.
What do you want to eat? I don't care. If you truly don't care, it's okay to say that.
Yeah,
if you say, I don't care, and then you say, I don't want that, then that's when it's not okay to say, I don't care.
There's no pressure in a relationship. Quite like you pick.
Facts.
God almighty.
I'm up for anything. Facts. We could go anywhere.
No, but
hey, let's go here.
But the next level is you pick. Oh, yeah. My God, that's pressure.
Tony,
and they have something in mind.
Tony Busby joins In the Loop, part two of the sit-down with Tony Busby, the lawyer of the 22 accusers of Deshaun Watson. There are claims that the women actually came on to Deshaun Watson. We'll ask Tony about that, as well as why there weren't criminal charges. You don't want to miss part two of our sit-down with Tony Busby next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.